Meanwhile, the CPP will launch its 2016 manifesto in the first week of next month, dubbed the Covenant. The chairman of the CPP, Professor Edmond Dele, who disclosed this to Radio Ghana's Felix Kofi, said the CPP, by seeking the mandate of Ghanaians to govern, the party is entering into a covenant to prudently manage the country's resources. He said the manifesto will center on health, agriculture, education and the economy. Professor Dele said the central committee of the party is currently studying the final copy of the manifesto and will be launched next month.
The new covenant, CPP, that's the main team, Pamfofo. And as you say, it's in account. That's what. That means we're having a new covenant with the country, with the people. And then, of course, some people call it Sankofa or something of that sort. Let's go back to our beginnings, learn from the past so that we can push things forward in the future. And then the present too. So that is why we want to go back to our past and learn something from the past so that we can adopt it to the current situation in Ghana and push it forward.
That means you suggest that your manifesto is ready.
What we have to do is that our constitution is very clear. We have to send the manifesto. In fact, we gave copies to all members of the Central Committee to go and study. And then we have our manifesto committee. They have brought me the draft. We have looked through it. I've got them to polish it. And I think the polished version is acceptable to the leadership of the party. So we'll soon go to Central Committee, confirm, to endorse it. Then we can make it public. So we are hoping that before the first week of October, latest maybe the middle of October, we shall launch our manifesto.
Professor Dele said the party's flag bearer has picked and finished working on the nomination forms waiting to file. He said the party will field parliamentary candidates for all the 275 constituencies.
We have given the liberty to all our constituencies that anyone who wants to stand as a parliamentary candidate, we are definitely not going to deprive that person of his constitutional right to stand as a parliamentary candidate. And the CPP, from our history, we've always supported parliamentary candidates. The party supports the presidential candidate. And I don't think things are going to change. We are still going to keep that tradition. I will try to. But of course, I've made it clear to Central Committee and to members, the parliamentary candidates, that we are definitely going to look at those who can perform well and historically our strong places.